and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you guys the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a fantastic Friday right now. A lot of stuff going on, as always. And you're with us, Dad, today. How are you doing?
Austin, this is the day the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and be glad, and I'm doing absolutely great. I got one of the funniest emails I've ever gotten today, and I laughed my head off. I had tears coming out of my eyes. I'm going to let you hear part of it in a second. It was a video, and it had to do with that show. I believe we did it on Wednesday or Tuesday of this week, where I imitated the cat sound, where I said people get all mad and hysterical like cats screaming and hissing at you. So somebody sent me a video of a cat hissing. So I'm going to play it for you guys right now, and it is so funny. This cat's in a cage, and somebody walks up to it, and listen to this thing. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I got such a kick out of that first thing. This morning, I didn't think I'd laugh that hard again. But that cat's in a cage, and somebody walks up to it and starts doing that. And that's what that's a much better interpretation of my little fake cat call the other day. But that's how people act, say something they don't like, or these liberals who get so mad. That's how snowflakes act. Austin, do your first do your first thing. I gotta stop.
I'm gonna try to. You're wild, man. Oh, well, anyways, in other news, this is some health news to start off with today. You guys remember last week, I think it was, I talked about the health employees, the nurses for Essentia Health that were being terminated left and right for refusing to get a flu shot. Well, now, as we see, an increasing number of U.S. hospitals now require their staff to take mandatory flu vaccines or be terminated from employment. This policy is a blatant violation of the American Medical Association's Code of Ethics and precisely violates informed consent of the individual. While most nurses go along to get along, not all healthcare workers cave into the pressure. When you start telling somebody that they have to have an external shot put into their body via a hypodermic needle or else they're going to be fired, you are simply making that mandatory at all costs. A wave of healthcare workers have now begun defying the mandatory flu vaccine and are now resorting to civil disobedience to protect informed consent, not only for themselves, but also for the patients. This is referring to now the total of 69 employees from the Essentia Health System who were terminated from employment on November 20th. That was beginning of last week because they refused to get a flu shot by the hospital's predetermined deadline of November 10th. The mandatory flu shot policy is being challenged by the Minnesota Nurses Association. The MNA is in the process of filing grievances to restore the jobs of registered nurses who refused the order. Also, some nurses are appealing the hospital's ruthless decision, claiming the mandatory injection violates their own medical objections and religious beliefs. However, co-chair Steve Strand said Essentia executives have no interest in negotiating and are dead set on using force to reach 100% flu vaccination compliance. Essentia Health showed nurses they did not intend to bargain in good faith. They said they tried to sit down with management, but Essentia executives told them that they intended to follow through with terminations and mandatory flu shots regardless and had no intent on allowing anybody to have their job back. The Minnesota Department of Health admits that there is not any data proving that flu rates in hospitals go down when healthcare workers are vaccinated. If anything, the CDC routinely admits that the flu shot is ineffective against the current flu strain going around. We've talked about that in detail. What's so important about this, guys, is informed consent. They do this now with jobs, with registered nurses, firing these guys. Where is the line going to be drawn? They've already reached out in California now that allows your child pretty much to not be in any type of health care, any type of school, any type of school function, anything whatsoever if you do not give them the mandatory vaccinations. Informed consent is an absolutely essential aspect of every part of our constitutional rights, and especially health care. Without it, health care would become forced medical experimentation. Without informed consent, patients become subjects, and those administering the forced medication become the dictators over the individuals. That's as blunt as I can make it, guys. When you start forcing people by force to take injections against their will, or essentially be out of their livelihood, be out of their job, not be able to pay for their bills, not be able to pay for their car payments or their mortgages because they don't want to have a hypodermic needle with some unknown substance directly injected into their body, you're completely grenading the entire concept of informed consent and, in my opinion, blatantly violating constitutional rights of every American citizen. So I'm glad these guys are standing up to it. I really hope the nurses union can get something done with this and they can get all this not only reversed, but I hope they can get these guys fined and get something on the books that prevents them from turning around and doing this again. We really need something on a federal level. I wish we could override California and all these other states. And it's so funny because I told you guys yesterday how it's funny how the Fed wants to come in and dictate their federal policies that override our state policies, which is completely backwards. State policy is always supposed to override federal law, but that's not the case anymore. But whenever federal law doesn't want to comply and they just say, well, we're not worried about it, they're more than happy to let state law go in and do unbelievably unconstitutional things like forced vaccination or taking firearms from individuals or banning magazine capacity whenever it suits the agenda. So I really hope these guys can get something done with this dad up in Minnesota.
Well, the reality is this. You've got a situation in which even the Geneva Convention says you can't be experimenting on people illegally like this in medical situations. I mean, it was all done about what happened in the concentration camps in Germany and after the war, and of course it continued with us with MK Ultra, which of course the United States government has violated repeatedly. So it's kind of crazy to me that this is even an issue. And see what they do, they get away by it. They get away from it. Here's how they do it. Remember I talked about the other day how Lucifer wants to force you to do what he wants. He doesn't want you to be in compliance with him like our God does because you love him and you want to serve him and obey him and you want to be in communion with him. It's like having a friendship or a dictatorship forced upon you rather than having a person who you really like and admire as your mentor. Okay? And what this is all part of that Luciferian doctrine. They force you to accept it by saying, hey, we're going to force you to do this and if you don't, we're going to fire you. And so what it does, it gives them consent because you don't want to get fired, which is what they want. It's like letting that vampire into your house. Now, when you start having all these health problems from the flu shot, you've already signed that waiver and you go, hey, we had your consent to do this to you. So I really admire these guys that are standing up against this. By the way, Trump has basically had a massive, massive blowout on the internet about Muslim violence. After he retweeted Muslim violence through his own Twitter account, he set off a firestorm by retweeting three videos showing violent Muslim acts that include throwing a boy from a rooftop, then beating him to death by Muslims, the beating of a Dutch boy on crutches, and the desecration of a Christian statue of Mary. Muslim advocates condemned Trump for this because it caused a backlash against the Muslim community. Although the group condemned Trump for sharing the video showing the violent acts, it did not condemn the violent acts themselves. That's just like these nutbags out there. You can't talk about what's going on. You can't tell them what's going on. You can't read to them what's going on, but you can basically just ignore what's going on in Germany right now. Listen to this. TheVoiceOfEurope.com has an article. Germany, reading out news now from a newspaper about migrants on TV is now seen as a crime by the left. ADF politician Reinhard Rein of the Frankfurt City Council was sued for racial incitement by the left-wing faction leader of Die Linke, Martin Klein. Why? He had the audacity to read 30 newspaper headlines out loud. In an interview with Frankfurt Broadcasting, Klein said the ADF member was trying to incite people against the refugees, Muslims, and migrants. Hence, he sued him. The reason for his action was the criticism of what was going on in German culture and the complete abuse of German culture by the Muslim migrants. Guys, he's not even allowed to read from the newspaper in Germany out loud because it is citing violence. even though these are true stories, these stories have happened, they don't have First Amendment protection in Germany, and it's considered speech, race hate speech is what it is in Germany. And it's so sad that they don't have the right to call it out, because the German people, and I was raised by a German, remember that, my mom immigrated from Germany in 1952, and she couldn't speak a word of English. She had to learn the English language to become an American citizen. And what was interesting about this is that they were always taught in Germany to speak your mind and to tell the truth. But then Hitler took over, and the thought police showed up after he became Führer, and you were no longer allowed to discuss any other type of affiliation with any other type of group of people other than the Nazi Party. And if you did, you got in trouble. If you said things bad about Hitler, you would disappear in the middle of the night with your family. The following day, your house would be left open. The following day, it would be bulldozed. The following day, the lot would be cleared. The following day, it would be resodded as if you never, ever existed. And after that happened two or three times in a neighborhood, and those people were never heard from again, everybody shut the heck up. And see, this is what this is going to, when you have the thought police coming out saying you can't say this. So I actually admire Donald Trump for having done this. However, I think he should have thrown a few more videos in there about what's going on in Palestine, a few more videos in there about what's going on in Sweden, a few more videos about these different countries around the world, and that this genocidal behavior is occurring all over the place, including North Korea. They can't even feed themselves. That's what he should have talked about also, and not just singled out the Muslims. Had he done that, then he could have had the whole world hacked off at him, and then the people out here would have said, hey, at least he was giving fair coverage and letting everybody know that this is a crazy world we live in, and there are a lot of people out there doing a lot of bad things. What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, you're right. That would have been best if he would have been able to go out and basically just been non-discriminatory bashing all across the board, as we like to call it. That way they wouldn't have been able to go as crazy on him with it. What's also wild, though, I mean, touching base on that with what's going on over in Europe and all this right here, this is an article that I saw yesterday now from Russia Today. A survey by the Pew Research Center did a survey on Europe's growing Muslim population. This is just an unbiased research study to see and look at the future of the almost 26 million Muslims currently residing in European countries, and they cited a comprehensive swath of data. It was an attempt to see how the size of Europe's Muslim population will change in the coming decades depending on the levels of migration. I thought this was very interesting because it really went off current numbers and projections on what would be either zero further immigration. If immigration stopped right now, moderate immigration and high immigration that we're currently seeing right now, the number of Muslims in Europe and what it would do as far as the rise of the population. Under the first zero migration scenario, the Muslim population of Europe still would be expected to rise from the current level of 5% to 7.5%, which would be 36 million Muslims by the year 2050. They said this is a very modest number, and this would be based if zero immigration was allowed any further, if it all stopped immediately and permanently, which that's not going to happen. We already know that. The second medium migration scenario assumes that the flows of refugees completely stop, but regular migrants still come on an as-allowed basis for reasons other than fleeing wars and instability. Under these conditions, Muslims would compromise over 11%, right at 60 million of Europe's population by 2050. A third high migration scenario, in which the heavy influx of Muslim migrants recorded over the last 3 years continues, and basically untouched immigration is allowed, with these guys being brought in literally by the boatload, literally speaking, every single week as we're seeing right now. In this case, Muslims would make up almost 15% of Europe's population, bringing them up to a minimum of 75 million Muslims. Again, this is a very modest number. They said, should that happen, several major European countries are expected to shoulder most of the burden. In Sweden at that point, it would be over a third of the population would be Muslim. In Austria and Germany, Muslims would represent at least 20% of the population at that point. That's just within the next 30 years. This is exactly what I told you guys and warned you guys about for years now. If this continues to go on, you're talking over a third of the population of Sweden would be completely Muslim. Now, remember, if you do your research on a lot of the countries that are predominantly Muslim, like they go into the 40, 50, 60% mark of Muslims over there. There was a chart that I saw, I need to find it again one time, and it actually did research studies on how people that are not Muslim are treated for their faith in those countries that are predominantly Muslim, like 30 to 40% up. If you're basically a Christian and you're in a country that's 30% Muslim, you literally have no rights whatsoever. You can literally be beaten at any time, and there's nothing anybody's going to do about it. Once it progresses to 40 to 50%, half of the population, you have full-blown persecution of anybody that's not Muslim, because they literally control and own almost every facet of the government and politics and law enforcement at that point, and they completely allow their Sharia law nonsense to run amok, unchecked and unfettered, because nobody will go against them. This is where it's headed. So if this does not stop on the current pace it's going right now, you're going to start seeing countries like Sweden, more than a third of the population within the next 20 to 30 years, completely and totally Muslim. If you do your research on it, you will find that Sweden will be a full Muslim Sharia law country at that point, once it breaks the third of the population, Dad.
I agree with your assessment of the article, but the article's not doing it properly. It's already 25% Muslim at this point. It's not going to be 30 years. It's not. In 30 years, it won't be 30%. It'll be 60 to 70%. The Swedes aren't having children. They're having like one baby. So their population is cutting in half every 20 to 30 years. So we've got 7.5 million Swedes right now. I mean, 20, 30 years from now, you're going to have half that number of Swedes because, number one, they're not reproducing. And number two, the Muslims are having 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 children. This is a very conservative look at what happens with population expansion, not giving any consideration that if you have a group of people who are now in Sweden having babies, and in 15 years, these babies start reproducing because many of them are already at the age of 5 or 3 or whatever, and these 15, or let's say you have 10 children of each children, then at 10 times that, you're going to have 100 grandchildren coming up within another 20 years. And that's going to completely overwhelm the entire infrastructure of Sweden, and it'll turn it into another third world hellhole where these guys come out of. That's what's going to happen, because the government itself will no longer have the tax revenue base from the people who want to work, who were the original Swedes, to support that massive, massive amount of aid to groups of people who don't want to work. That's how you have to look at this. Remember, every 10 years, every 20 years, you're going to double. So you'll go from 10 to 100 to 1,000 and, you know, in 30, 40 years. And that's what they're not talking about. They're going to overwhelm Sweden. It won't be 30%. It'll be 70%, and the top population will continue to drop. It's gotten so bad in Germany that a mayor now in Germany, in one of the states over there, has been stabbed by a man shouting that he is starving while the city has accepted 200 new refugees. The mayor of a small town in Germany, of Alinta, was stabbed in the neck, and what security authorities believe was related to the fact that the mayor has lobbied to take in even more refugees than specified as the national quota. The man who stabbed him shouted, "You let me starve, but you let 200 more refugees into our city." Guys, this is what's going on all over the country. Look what happened in California this week. The illegal alien who was found not guilty for shooting the woman on the San Francisco pier, he had already been deported multiple times from the United States and was found not guilty. Jose Ignis, a Mexican illegal alien who admitted to shooting Kate Stein in the back while she was walking with her father on a San Francisco pier in 2015, was found not guilty of second-degree murder. He claimed that he was merely holding the gun when it accidentally fired. Okay. Deputy District Garcia argued in her closing argument that Garzarti had found the gun somewhere and shot it towards Sinon while playing his own secret version of Russian roulette. Where do they come up with these doggone defense attorneys? The only charge of which he was convicted was being a felon possession of a weapon. Before the shooting, he was deported 5 times and served federal prison time for illegally entering the U.S. Federal immigration authorities filed a request to detain him for deportation once again, but the San Francisco liberal gay capital of the world jail released him instead, which is why he was able to kill Kate. San Francisco is a sanctuary city. Guys, this is happening all over the country. Here's another one. White racism courses are being taught at university starting in January. Sociology professor Ted Thornhill will teach a course at Florida Gulf Coast University, which is down here close to Miami, known and titled as White Racism. Thornhill defends his course by theme by saying, all people radicalized as white derive in some measure material and psychological benefits because they're white. He claims that this equates to discrimination. He then goes on to teach that white racism could be, because this would be a name that could be offensive because the concept of race is bogus, so there are no white people to offend. It goes on and on and on. You can read this. He goes, Marx recruiters are doing this not to create, not to stop racial hatred, but to create it. Why? Because the fastest way to destroy Western culture and convert it to communism, advocated by Marx and Lenin, is to create hatred and division among all cross sections of society, religion, and gender, to break them up into pieces, have them fight against each other. Everything they do, although in the name of combating racial injustice, is merely agitation to cause blacks to hate whites, whites to hate blacks. Lenin then said, to make an omelet, you have to break some eggs. The Fabian Socialists of England said that the first step in building a new socialist world is to smash the old one. Once you understand the strategies of the communists,
yep.
Nazis advocated the same thing, then you will understand that race war is what they want, and everything they do under the banner of race studies is designed to further that objective. It is time to push back against this attempt of divide and conquering. There's a set of papers that it was called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, and it has a dubious background as far as where it came from. I personally believe that material was written by a group of Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferian Satanists, and it lays out the full strategy of the takeover of the United States and the West and incorporates these principles into it. This is the kind of stuff that we have to be talking about on the radio. I'm not saying where this originated from, except it was a group of Satanists that did this. I'm not doing it from a racial standpoint at all. All I know is this is the exact template that these guys are following for world conquest. So what we have to do is we have to call this stuff out. We have to shout it out from the rooftops. And we have to say, no, this is not okay. Guys, I love black people. I love white people. I love Hispanics. I love Russians. I love all these guys when they're God-fearing human beings who want to do what they need to do to support the United States of America and work synergistically to create a better country. I think all races are wonderful when they do that, which is what we had happening in the United States before that blithering gay Kenyan got into the office and started spouting this trash with his tranny wife. That's what we had here. And now we've got this group of people in here that are being supported by George Soros, who's a communist Nazi agitator, completely funded to the Rothschild banking cartel, trying to bring in this one world order, causing massive division everywhere he sets his stinking feet. And I've heard he's been dead for a while now. I don't know. I don't care. But the sooner he enters the doggone gates of hell, the better we're all going to be without this lowlife. I can't stand people like this, because all these people do is come to rob, kill, steal, destroy, divide, and cause tension and racial hatred to feed their demonic entities. That's all these guys do, and these people are a smoke, just a nausea to me, and I cannot stand to even be around these types of people or even talk about them without getting angry, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, back to the shooting of Kate, I mean, 2 years ago, I remember talking about it some. And I mean, this is a huge slap in the face for the entire American population, period. The fact that this guy, by the way, he also was convicted of 7 felonies, 7-time felon. He also had been deported 5 times. This guy was a complete and total pile of crap and should have never been in the United States, period. He was in possession of a stolen Sig Sauer pistol. There was a federal agent's pistol, land management, that was stolen out of his vehicle. He supposedly found this pistol on the pier and ended up shooting this girl. They didn't even charge him with manslaughter. They completely acquitted him of murder and manslaughter and simply charged him with basically a felon in possession of a firearm. They didn't even charge him with possession of a federally stolen firearm. This right here is a blatant slap in the American population's face, and I really hope there's enough people awake in California and San Francisco to go start completely and totally writing legislation and make a huge deal about this. The fact that this guy should not even been here legally, was a seven-time felon, had been deported five times, whether he killed this girl on purpose or whether it was with a negligent discharge is completely and totally against the point. Now they're saying that they're not even going to hold him here. They're simply just going to deport him back to Mexico.
Unbelievable.
This blows my mind, Dad. And what's crazy to me about this is even the prosecuting attorney, he had the audacity. The audacity, his attorney said, Americans are essentially racist if you're expressing outrage over the jury's decision. This was a fair trial. This, it blows my mind. It really does. This, I mean, when I saw this today, because I watched this 2 years ago when it happened, I remember like, man, there's no way. This guy's going to get fed to the wolves. They're going to bury him under the jail. I mean, who cares if we have to pay for it? This guy needs to go away. He doesn't need to be out in civilized society, period. The fact that he's about to walk now and go back down to the country that he came from illegally five times, what would have happened, guys? Just think about this scenario for a second. Just flip the scenario. A completely legal American-born citizen, Latino or Hispanic, you pick it, and a seven-time white felon that should not even been outside of a jail cell is running around with a stolen pistol and shoots her and all of a sudden is acquitted from murder or manslaughter charges and essentially walks and has charged with felony, a felon in possession with a pistol. They would have been in uproar, including Black Lives Matter and every single group that likes to cause chaos and riots, and literally been burning down San Francisco right now, just like they did over there in Chicago and Ferguson. This is just absolutely, it really bothers me, Dad. But I mean, now what this also shows, also to this, guys, this, as Obama wanted to fundamentally change America with his open border policies, he's showing us, he did it. Oh, he's doing it all right. And what this has done now, think about this. This literally just put a big red flare straight up in the air to let every single illegal, let every single MS-13 gang member, let every single degenerate and person that doesn't even need to be in the United States, gives them a complete and total free pass to kill Americans at will, and they figure they will be acquitted for it as long as they're involved with a sanctuary city like San Francisco. It boggles my mind, as I just said a minute ago, how the Fed will come in and try to override states for allowing cannabis to be sold for medical purposes, but yet the Fed will not come into San Francisco and say, you guys have an open sanctuary city policy, you're blatantly violating federal immigration laws, we're sending ICE enforcement in there, and there's nothing you guys are going to do about it. If your sheriff fights us, we're going to arrest him on the spot. We're not going to allow these illegal immigrants to come into your country and literally be protected by you and not even be prosecuted or charged for crimes when they murder American citizens in cold blood. This is wild, Dad. I can't believe this happened today, but this is showing you how far the left agenda is willing to take the entire transformation of America to push it into the gutter as far as they physically can.
If it had been Hispanic, the MS-13 gang would have come in and burned down San Francisco. If it had been
Black,
the Black Lives Matter boys would have come in and they would have burned down San Francisco. And quite frankly, doggone it all, I can't even believe I'm saying this. I wouldn't blame them. I wouldn't blame them. This is a nightmare.
Yeah.
This is injustice. This girl is dead because this guy's out there just seeing who he can shoot, and then he claims, oh, it was an accidental discharge. The guy's a multi-time felon like he'd never handled a pistol before. Are you kidding me?
Exactly, exactly.
This is just an absolute travesty and injustice, and quite frankly, I think we should have huge protest marches. But it doesn't make any difference because he can't be tried twice. And the reality is he'll be back in Mexico. He's probably already back in Mexico, Austin. He's probably down in Mexico going, I can't believe how stupid the gringos are and what I just did and what I walked away with. You talk about stuck on stupid. Those people in San Francisco are the biggest bunch of fools I've ever seen. That's what he's got to be thinking. He has to be thinking that. But but you got to remember, guys. I mean, are you kidding me? Found not guilty? Because they say, and here's the thing, the jury was not allowed to know, Austin, that he had been convicted of 5 or 6 felonies already and had been deported over and over and over again. That was considered inadmissible information, and they were not told who he was and what he had done. This is the problem I have with our entire judicial system. See, here's the deal. Years ago, Rod Parsley up in Columbus, Ohio, got into a lawsuit because somebody brought a baby to the church, and the baby had a bruise on him, supposedly, and he blamed the parents blamed it on the people who were working in the church, and they ended up getting a multi-million dollar lawsuit from it. Now, the craziest part about all of this is that the testimony of the other workers who were in the church who knew that nothing had happened was inadmissible. They weren't allowed to testify. They weren't allowed to testify. So when you get, and this is the thing, if you have money in the United States or you have a good attorney and you want to get away with murder, O.J. Simpson being an example, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do if you've got enough cash to throw out and get the best defense team on the planet. But that's a problem, though, because when you do that kind of stuff, justice is not served for the innocent. The innocent are the ones who pay the price. A drunk driver comes in and kills a whole family. But because he's connected locally to the doggone police department and to the local magistrate, he ends up not being charged for being a drunk driver, but these people are still dead. I mean, unbelievable. And that kind of stuff has happened over and over and over again because of political connections and who you know. And see, that's not okay. This, the United States of America, we're a constitutional republic. We have a right to specific rights that God gave us that are basically supported through our Constitution. The problem is like it with the Bundys, because the Bundys are being released now. They weren't even allowed to put their own defense on, and that judge, who was basically an Obama buy-in, she basically was not allowing them their own constitutional rights, and now it has been decided that they're going to be turned loose. Because they're not going to be able to do what they were going to do to them, and I'm sure the Trump Justice Department got involved in this, like he did with the sheriff out there that he pardoned. Guys, this is a major problem that we have in the judicial system right now in the United States, because again, these judges, many of them have been bought and paid for, many of them are high-ranking members of the Masonic lodges. Oops, I was not supposed to say that, but I just did. And then when somebody comes in who's a Mason and they give the right hand gestures or say the right things in the court, suddenly they're found innocent. Whoops, I wasn't supposed to say that either. This stuff happens all the time in the United States, and it's no good. And this type of vigilante justice and vigilante courts and all these crazy things that are happening, it needs to stop. And we need to get these judges off the benches that are doing things like this and not allowing people their constitutional rights, Austin. It's crazy. By the way, a former Clinton Foundation executive now has been tied to an international group that has been accused of mass drugging, child transportation, molesting children. This is crazy, guys. China has been rocked with an international scandal involving a publicly traded educational institution and its kindergarten, which is accused of acting as a breeding ground for pedophilia. Now it seems that the former Clinton Foundation executive also has ties to the NYB Education, New World System of Schools, which are being accused of drugging and sexually assaulting young children. A parent who refused to give her name said that children were told to take 2 pills each day after lunch. She said it was uncertain whether the child had been sexually assaulted, as her 3-year-old was too little to give an account of what had taken place. These sick perverts are all over the United States, and they continue to do stuff like this. And the sad part about all of this stuff is that we have to understand something, that it's not getting any better with these guys. It's getting worse. Now, I've told you guys many times, I'm a big backer of the Torah. I believe of the Pentateuch, the 5 first books of Levitical law. But we have to understand something. In the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, which is, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of pages long, they've got all kinds of loopholes, all kinds of other kind of crazy stuff. I mean, okay, Austin, I'm going to pull something up, do another story. I'm going to pull you a passage out of this, and you guys can listen to it and make your own mind, okay? Go ahead, Austin. I'm going to pull this up right now.
Okay, I'll touch base on real quick what we were also talking about too, because also another news from Breitbart, another sad story. A 14-year-old Texas girl has now been killed in a car accident by another illegal immigrant who crashed into her grandparents' vehicle after Thanksgiving dinner. The family of Ryan Moody, who says a drunk driver caused a fatal collision. Grandparents were injured. She was coming home from dinner with her grandparents and grandmother in Fort Worth. The driver was doing 68 in a 40 and T-boned the vehicle completely and totally drunk. The casualty occurred in Lake Worth, a suburb of Fort Worth. Police arrested 38-year-old Jose Victor Chaparro and charged him with manslaughter, two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and resisting arrest. And get this, guys. Breitbart, Texas confirmed that U.S. Immigration Customs informants knew that Mexican national illegally entered the United States in 1998. Immigration officials at the time offered Chaparro the opportunity to voluntarily return to Mexico. The officials had no contact with the man following his return to Mexico and do not know when he re-entered the United States. This is happening over and over and over and over and over again. So it's something that everybody has to understand, that this is not something we can continue to allow happen. The immigration laws have to be enforced. They have to be strict. And we need to make sure that innocent lives are not being lost repeatedly over just really, really stupid stuff like this right now. I mean, it's bad enough when we have all kinds of accidents, but you got guys saying that they have a negligent discharge now out in California and shoots a girl with an illegal handgun, was a five-time felon. Or you got this guy now running around drunk that's an illegal and kills this girl in a vehicle collision. Very, very sad incident, but it's definitely something that we have to address regularly on the show, because I want to make sure people know the truth of what's going on, and that the mainstream media and the lying CNN propaganda media outlets do not overshadow what the truth is, because everybody needs to know what's really happening, Dad.
I agree with you, Austin. I mean, I can quote any verse out of the New Testament that I want. I can quote any verse out of the Old Testament, especially the Torah, and you guys will know that it's the Bible, it's the Word of God. But these guys got together, and when Jesus said that they had nullified the Word of God for the sake of their traditions, about the 6th century they wrote these volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes of the Babylonian Talmud, which is also tied directly into Kabbalah. And I'm going to read your verse, so guys don't think I'm making that up. You can read it yourself. This is Sanhedrin 69a. Now, I got this from an article that just came out by Michael Hoffman today, and he's quoting this directly out of the Sanhedrin 69a from the... Now, guys, if you've got kids listening to this right now, I want you to tell them to leave the room. This is important. You leave the room now. Go ahead, get the kids out of the room. I don't want them hearing this. This is that bad. This is from the Talmud. Okay, good. Now, I hope they're gone now. A girl, listen to this, who is 3 years old and one day, whose father arranged her betrothal, can be betrothed with intercourse, as despite her age, the legal status of intercourse with her is that of is full-fledged intercourse. 3 years and one day. And in case where the childless husband of a girl 3 years and one day old dies, if his Yavim brother engages in intercourse with her, he acquires her as his wife, as despite her age, she is legally considered to be a married woman at the age of 3 years and one day. Now, this is the stuff that we're fighting.
Golly.
This is the stuff, this, and I tell you guys this stuff, and I don't like reading this stuff because it's so incredibly weird, okay? I tell you, I don't like reading this stuff. But this is what they espouse. This is what they believe. It creates that deep, deep generational hatred of Christians. Okay, and the anavistic hatred we talked about, that's the term for that. And these guys think this is okay, and we don't think this is okay. We say this shouldn't be done, but they say it can be done. And the reality is, this is how different we are as Christians. We have been called and set apart. We have been called and set apart by God through Yeshua, through Jesus, not to live in the ways of the world and in the sin of the world. We are not of this world. We are passing through. And we've got to understand that. And this is the kind of stuff they teach. And the Kabbalah gets worse. And I could read you stuff. I don't even like reading this stuff because it's so weird. But guys, we have to understand who we are as Christians. That we have to realize that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And we have to understand that always, in all things, we need to bring honor and glory to Him in everything that we do, think, and say. And I'm not going to talk about this anymore because it's too negative. What's your next story, Austin?
Well, this one's pretty weird as well, but I have to touch base on it simply because it's just that weird. We talk about stuff that goes on over in China and Japan. Well, now a new restaurant hosted in the city of Tokyo in Japan has announced its special menu, which now includes human flesh. Even the government has confirmed the restaurant's legality. The restaurant named Risotto Oto no Shoko Ryu, which means edible brother in English, has proven there is a demand for this. The meal menus vary in range of 100 up to 1,000 euros, along with other dishes. Recently, international news sources confirmed that a tourist from Argentina is confirmed being the first person eating human meat in the Edible Brother restaurant. They are claiming that people sell themselves before they are dead. If they are young or if they are starting to get older, they can basically sign a contract that once they die, their family will get all the way upwards of $30,000 for some young people, and the money is paid to their family once they check out. I have a hard time believing that. I find this to be incredibly bizarre and weird, and it's just showing us that we're going a further step down the nasty hole, basically showing everybody that they want to bring back the sadistic, barbarian behavior like they did back in the day with now a restaurant that actually serves human meat, Deb.
I'm not surprised. I mean, why would anybody, I mean, Japan is not a Christian nation. Why would anybody be surprised that they're doing this? None of this stuff surprised me. I saw it on Steve Quayle's website and I thought, well, yeah, there we go. Oh, by the way, repairing immunity, the key to healing. This is a pretty good article, and it talks about how your body needs to remain alkaline and not acidic, and you need to avoid acidic compounds that are going to cause you to basically become acidic. And also, you have to talk about the autoimmune problems because of what's going on with the immunizations, what's causing all of that. But then you need to go ahead and stay frosty and make sure that you take supplements which are going to build and maintain your immune system, potassium iodine, turmeric, D3, K2, vitamin C. Great place to start. I take these supplements on a regular basis. And astragalus, if you start getting a sore throat. My throat was a little bit sore yesterday. I took 4 astragalus in the morning, 4 astragalus in the evening. It's completely gone now. It's perfect again because I've learned a long time ago it's a whole lot easier to take the right supplements when you start feeling that you're coming down with something to get rid of it before it grabs you than it before it goes in some kind of massive duplication phase in your body. So, guys, right now with the stuff they're spraying on us, with the flu and cold season coming up on top of us, make sure you take your immune support supplements every single day. I can't emphasize this enough, Austin. What do you think?
You're absolutely right, and we actually put together the Immune Survival Kit, which is discounted on sale right now for almost 16% off. We're having that kit going on right now, and that includes the Excellent C, the iodine, the astragalus, the D3, the black seed oil, and the probiotic DF. This is a very, very important kit. We specifically put these ingredients together to be exactly what it's called, the Immune Survival Kit. It's to help your immune system survive and recover and get stronger on the level that we're at right now with a constant influx of being bombarded, like Dad said, with the foods, with the water, with getting sprayed in the air. I mean, that's one of the most irritating things to me are the chemtrails, because you can't avoid air. You can't say, well, I'm going to boycott air. I'm just not going to breathe today. I wish we could do that. Doesn't work that way, though. You know, you can do a lot of things like say, okay, I'm not going to drink their fluoridated municipal water supply. I'm going to make sure I have purified distilled water. I'm not going to eat GMO foods. I'm not going to get vaccines. The air is one of them. So when you constantly have aluminum and barium and other compounds that we know they spray in these chemtrails that we've tested before, we have the water samples from the rainwater directly after they sprayed them on the website at healthmasters.com. You know this stuff's in the rain, so you know it's in the air. So your body is constantly in a fight to keep the immune system as strong as possible. So that's why we put together the Immune Survival Kit, which has a lot of the products, actually all of them that Dad just mentioned, and a couple more on the website at healthmasters.com. So be sure to check that out if you guys want to stay up on that. And, you know, a lot of times I talk to some people, they'll buy that kit, and you don't have to take necessarily all the products all the time. The Excellent C, a couple capsules a day, the D3 one a day, the iodine one a day, and a couple of the other ones, you know, you can take them as needed. But as Dad said, they're great to have on hand because if you do need something like the astragalus or the black seed oil or the probiotic, anything like that, you have them already on hand. I can't tell you how many phone calls I've gotten over the years where customers will call me up and I'm like, you know, hey, bud, how you doing? Oh, man, I feel horrible. I'm super sick. Well, I need to get these products ordered. I'm like, okay, we'll get them out to you. And they go, well, I need to have them, like, today or tomorrow. And I'm like, well, I can't have them to you today because you're in Washington State, but I can have them to you tomorrow if you want. And, of course, we do our best to get next-day air rates as cheap as possible. We get pretty good rates for people that need that. But, again, you pay a lot of money for it, or we have to send it regular mail, and you don't have it for 2 to 3 days. And by that time, as Dad said, a lot of the stuff is getting worse. Are mutating, so it's good to keep this stuff on hand. When you start getting low, order another bottle of it and make sure you keep a backup in reserve, so if you do need it, you have it immediately right when you need it, and you don't have to wait or pay next day air charges to try and have it the next morning, Dad.
Absolutely. In fact, research continues to confirm that coconut oil, especially the coconut MCT oil, has healing properties for diabetes. This is a really interesting article. Now, what they're finding is that the coconut oil research has shown that there's all kinds of research testimonials for type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second. There is no cure for type 1 diabetes as far as we know at this point. Now, they may have a cure for it, but it hasn't been released. I know of no such cure. But it really is good for an insulin response in your body, and it also helps to have antimicrobial properties. This is why it does such a good job for yeast. So, guys, I take my MCT oil, coconut oil, every single day in my protein shake. You don't even taste it in the shake at all. I have it first thing in the morning. My whole shake is listed, by the way, online of what I do in the morning. And it's a pretty hefty price the first time you buy it all, but some of the stuff is going to last you 4 or 5 months because it's like a quarter of a scoop per serving for the shake. That's all you put in there. But what I do is I take that MCT coconut oil every single day. It also helps to reduce swelling from non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. In other words, it keeps your waistline real tight and your belly real tight, so you're not going to be walking around panting for air all the time and not being able to breathe. Because, guys, that's one of the most frustrating things, is that when you can't catch your breath and you're saying, this is awful, I don't like this, because of your liver getting swollen because it pushes up on your diaphragm. Another article, autism continues to be blamed on genetics. However, vaccine and environmental causes are ignored. This is from the World Mercury Project team. And, guys, we've talked about this so many times, and we have to understand something. And according to these authors, contemporary biology has demonstrated beyond any doubt that traits are produced by interactions between genetic and non-genetic factors that occur each moment of developmental time. That is to say, there are simply no such things as gene-only influences. Guys, 80% of what you become, I'm going to make this simple. This is TED Talk now. 80% of what you become is based upon what you do with your lifestyle. I don't care if you've got cancer genes in your body, heart disease genes in your body, anything in your body. 80% of what you become is based upon your lifestyle choices, your exercise choices, your food choices, your supplement choices, period. 80%. Now, if you decide you want to do a whole bunch of junk food all of your life, you can pretty much count on having a heart attack or having cancer or having a stroke in your 60s or 50s or 40s, because that's what you've done. And I've talked about that in length this week already when I talked about reserve energy. So it's so important that you get this. I just spoke to an internationally known speaker. I spent an hour with him on the telephone today. And he's like 68 years old, like 6 years older than me, guys. I mean, I'm like top mental acuity. I'm as sharp mentally as I was when I was 18, 19, 20 years old, because I don't take a bunch of statin drugs. I don't take any drugs. I may occasionally, and also, you know this is true, I may occasionally take an aspirin or something, and that's about it, if one of my joints hurt, or ibuprofen, I'm talking like once every couple of months, but I don't do it on a regular basis. I'd rather use cod liver oil and turmeric, which work just as well. Every once in a while, I'll do something else, but it's very, very rare. I never take any of that stuff, and I'm on zero prescription drugs. Well, this guy told me, and I spoke to him, he's pretty much in a retirement mode. He's 68 years old now, and he had a massive heart attack, was basically unconscious and pretty much clinically dead for almost 20 minutes. And he is not who he was when I knew him 30 years ago. I mean, he is not as sharp. He's saying, when he's talking all the time. He was one of the best professional speakers I've ever heard. But I remember the last time I had seen him was 30 years ago, and he was overweight, eating junk food. And I remember telling Sharon that night, he's not healthy, he's not eating right, he's not allowing his body what it needs to stay healthy. He's traveling millions of miles on airplanes. He has to learn how to discipline himself to do what's right. Guys, here's the thing. Ask yourself a question. you know, the would-haves and should-haves and could-haves. Oh, if I would have done this, I should have done this, I could have done this. Guys, you don't want to live your life like that. You don't want to live your life with the would-haves and should-haves and could-haves. I mean, if I ask every one of you right now who's listening to this broadcast, I ask you to raise your hand and look at me and raise your hand and say, how many of you want to lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar, burn body fat, and feel great every single day of your life? Let me see your hands. Every single person probably listening right now would raise their hands and go, that'd be me. Well, guys, here's the thing. That'll be you all right, but you've got to learn that it can't be you unless you make certain decisions that you need to do on an ongoing basis. Because here's the thing. If all you're doing is eating junk every single day, it doesn't help. Your brain's not going to stay frosty. Your brain's not going to stay on point. I mean, bless this guy's heart now. He's pretty much broke. I mean, he's, you know, living on Social Security, and he was one of the top speakers in the world for decades. And guys, it's sad that this kind of stuff happens to people. Why? Because they don't think through the fact that, number one, you don't need to spend all your money all the time. That's number one. And number two, you've got to take care of your body and not allow your body to fall apart at a very, very young age. And I consider being in the 60s very, very young right now. So guys, it's so important if you heard me today. So won't it be great when you can look back and you go, wow, I felt good for the last 20, 30 years. Wow, isn't it great that I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, and I know where my future lies? Isn't it great that I did that a long time ago, so I don't have to think about that anymore? Isn't it great that I'm going to feel every day like I feel right now? See, that's how you have to think about life. You've got to think about what you're doing. You've got to think about who you're affecting and your productivity. Because while we're here, it's a very short period of time. Austin's 29. He's almost 30. I'm 62. I mean, I cannot believe how quickly it went past and fast since I was 16, 17 years old as a senior in high school. I cannot believe how quickly that went through. And yes, I was 16 when I went to my senior year, and I did graduate at 17 from high school, and that wasn't a typo. I was that young. I started college at 17. But guys, here's the thing. You don't have to live with heart disease or diabetes and cancer. This research, this article has proven that 80% of what you become is what you put into your body and the lifestyle choices that you make. That's why we here at Health Masters want to do everything we possibly can to assure that you live as long as you possibly can with as much productivity and to feel as great as you possibly can. Quite frankly, if I had to be 80 years old and I was in a nursing home and I didn't even know who I was any longer, then I had to have my diaper changed and all those crazy things, I would just as soon check out and go to be with the Lord than to live like that in that type of condition. That's my own personal opinion on all that. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's a rough position for anybody to be in. I mean, when you reach that point where it's like, you know, I mean, what – I mean, wouldn't it be better just to be home with Jesus at that point? But on the other hand, too, it's like, don't you want to prevent that from happening beforehand and try to maintain your body, try to take care of your body? And it's not that difficult, guys. That's why we talk to everybody about it all the time on the show. That's why we help so many people. That's why I tell you to call us at Health Masters. Because there's a lot of options you can do, and a lot of things are simple. You don't have to go wild with it and go buy a ton of products and do this and do that, but just making simple, basic changes and setting goals, too. I love goals. Goals are super important to have. You have to have incremental goals. You have to have short and long-term goals. If you're trying to get your weight under control, say, okay, I'm going to try to lose 3 or 4 pounds this month, or I'm going to try to lose 10 pounds over the next couple months. Set goals up and try to achieve them. Also, too, if you're dealing with something with medication, say, okay, I need to work with my doctor and have him help me try to come off some of these medications. Talk to him. If your doctor's good and you come to me and say, hey, I don't know why I'm on 12 different meds. I don't feel good. I have no energy. Can you please help me out with this? In most cases, if they're a decent doctor, they will try to help you out, at least with a lot of those, especially for non-essential ones. So, I mean, those are options right there. Symptoms like statins. Statins are one of the easiest things to come off of if you do it in conjunction with your doctor, because all you have to do is change your diet and lifestyle and natural supplements. You can usually get your cholesterol in perfect range. It's not that difficult to do. So that's why we try to help you guys here at Health Masters with all that. And we appreciate all the phone calls, all the emails, all the support, and the privilege of giving us the opportunity to be able to help you guys.
And it is a privilege. It's a privilege to speak to you every day as my friends. It's a privilege for me in the morning. It's a privilege to pray for you and to hold you up in prayer and to pray that God blesses you and your family in every area of your life, in your health and your finances and your relationships. I mean, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I cannot be any more sincere than this. You guys know me. I mean, I'm not going to play any games with anybody. And for me to pray for you is a privilege in the morning. And for me, praying is a privilege. And I tell God every day, thank you, Father, for what you've done in my life. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate you, Lord, for what you've done. I thank you that you've made me the head, not the tail. That you've allowed me to be blessed in all the areas of my life. That you allow me to have such a great radio talk show with such great listeners. I love you, Father. Thank you for what you've done. Pray in the positive affirmation for what you want. That's faith. That's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you pray, your goal. When you want to make, if you want to make $1,000 extra this month, say, Father, I thank you that I've made $1,000 extra this month. Not that I'm going to. Say it in the past tense. Jesus said, ask as if you have already received it, and it shall be given unto you. Guys, God wants you to be blessed in every aspect of your life, coming and going, in and out. He wants you to do everything you want to do in according to His will for your life. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you too. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for allowing us to help you to feel great and to look great. Thanks for all the positive emails. Even thank you for that cat video that I got sent today. I laughed so hard. Thank you for all the things that you guys do for us. I love you. I appreciate you guys. I'm going to go ahead and write it up, Austin, and I'm looking forward to talking to you guys again on Monday. God bless you. Talk to you then. Austin, go ahead and finish the show.
Sounds good, bud. I appreciate it. Yes, absolutely, guys. We appreciate all the support and all the emails you send us. And if you guys need anything, as always, you know where to call us, 1-800-726-1834 over at healthmasters.com. And be sure to check out the new Eat Clean and Be Healthy book if you want ideas and different recipes on things you can eat that are clean, that are going to give you more energy, that are going to help out with overall weight and overall health. That's an incredibly awesome cookbook that we've worked on for actually quite a few years, and getting all those recipes and trying them all out individually. So really, really great option right there on the website. And also, too, check out the kits, guys. I have a lot of people always email me and call me and say, well, do you have a discount for this? Do you have that? Guys, we put together stuff all the time. When we have a demand for multiple products together, we put kits together, and we try to do our best to keep those prices as low as possible, even though a lot of the material cost has gone up significantly. Even if you just want to do something simple, like the ultimate multiple, great place to start. Even our supporters that just want to buy an ultimate multiple to help support us, you're not only getting some of the top quality nutrients in the world, you're also helping support our radio show, and we thank you guys for that. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night and an incredibly great weekend, and we will talk to you guys again Monday as always.